This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. One of Ukraine's biggest military training bases, located 25 kilometers from the Polish border, was struck by Russian missiles in an attack that left 35 people dead, according to Ukrainian officials. 134 others were reported injured. The base at Yavoriv is only 60 kilometers from Lviv. It's a major hub for Ukrainian evacuees heading into Poland. It has also been used by NATO military instructors, but Ukrainian officials say they are still trying to establish whether there were any on-site for the attack and were injured. The strike on the International Center for Peacekeeping and Security is the westernmost attack by Russia so far. It increases fears that Lviv may soon be embroiled in the conflict. More than a week ago, VOA reported that U.S. intelligence agencies feared Belarus, Russia's ally and a staging ground for the Russian invasion of its neighbor, might launch attacks on Ukraine's northwest and center, endangering Lviv. So far, Belarus has not entered the conflict directly. The attack on the training center was a Russian strike, but American and European officials remain worried about Belarus. U.S. intelligence assessments say cities in western Ukraine, including Lviv, should not be considered safe ground. Non-governmental organization workers in Lviv have been advised to leave. Ukraine's foreign ministry tweeted Saturday that Russian forces shelled a mosque in Mariupol, where 80 people were sheltering. The ministry did not disclose the timing of the attack, but said some of those in the mosque were from Turkey. Ukraine's military has reportedly said Russian forces have captured Mariupol's eastern outskirts, and Ukrainian authorities have warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in the besieged southern port city. VOA News. Demonstrations are taking place in many locations across Russia on Sunday to protest Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Nearly 300 people have been detained by police so far. OVD Info, which monitors arrests during protests, said police had detained 292 people during demonstrations in 25 Russian cities. Last weekend, police arrested more than 5,000 protesters across Russia. Protesters risk fines and possible prison sentences by joining the demonstrations. Since Russia launched its invasion on February 24th, more than 14,200 people have been arrested in Russia for taking part in anti-war protests. Iran has claimed responsibility for a missile barrage that struck early Sunday near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. Tehran said it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed two members of its Revolutionary Guard. No injuries were reported in the attack, but it marked a significant escalation in hostilities between the U.S. and Iran. Tensions between the longtime foes has often played out in Iraq, whose government is allied with both countries. Chinese health authorities reported nearly 3,400 COVID-19 cases on Sunday. That's double the previous day, forcing lockdowns on virus hotspots. It's China's gravest COVID outbreak in 2 years. Responding to the nationwide surge, officials have closed schools in Shanghai and locked down several northeastern cities. At least 18 provinces are battling clusters of the Omicron and Delta variants. China, where the virus was first detected in late 2019, has maintained a strict zero COVID policy. It responds to outbreaks with swift lockdowns, travel restrictions, and mass testing where clusters of cases have emerged. Malaysian Prime Minister Ismail Sabri's Malay Party has defeated its allies in the ruling party and the opposition to score a landslide victory in a second state election that could presage early national polls. Saturday's big win in southern Johor State by the United Malays National Organization mirrored its victory in another state election in November and will embolden supporters to escalate demands for early general elections, which are not due until July 2023. Ethiopian authorities say they will prosecute individuals seen in a gruesome video in which armed men appear to burn at least three people alive. The video has been shared widely on social media and sparked anger among many in the country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.